Hi and welcome to Spoken Sunday. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to read the opening from my story, Kenya Solcom, which is part of a mated anthology, The Yin and the Yang Books, which is actually released today. Please do go over to ChineseWhisperings.com for more information or follow the links on my Audioboo site. It's 22 incredible stories intertwined through two books. Mine forms just a small part of the puzzle. But I'll start reading. I should have taken my plane. Ava applied lip gloss, tilting the phone screen to catch her reflection. Finished, she deftly threw the cosmetic into the nearest bin. It's in Canada for the ski trip. Louise's tiny face glared at her from the screen. My double gets better holidays than I do. Pouting causes wrinkles, an accessory no bride needs on the day before her walk up the aisle. Louise blurted out, wincing immediately at her slip. Unconcerned, Ava changed the pout to a much-practiced Munro smile and tilted her head. "Tell me I look like Hilda Bosch in Runaway Forever." Her hand fluttered over an enticing gossip magazine in the newsstand, fingertips prickling at the thought of touching the glossy, fake Hollywood smiles on the cover. Ava clenched her fist. She was a real superstar, not like the tramps today. The smile dissolved. "Get my plane back, Louise. Tell Irving to fly here straight away. Tonya and her cronies can just find their own way back from Canada." Mandy's plan. Mandy can shove her plan. Who lets their therapist plan their wedding? Silence. Ava twisted the plain gold ring on her finger, her eyes narrowed when they settled onto an enamoured couple, limbs intertwined and oblivious to the airport crowds. "You should see this place. People touching things, each other." She gently teased the ring back and forth over chafed fingers. "Just get me on any damn flight now." "I'm booking you on to a Gander Airlines business class. I'll text you the e-ticket reference number. It leaves in 3 hours. 3 hours? I've already been here too." Off came the ring, quickly reinserted onto another finger, cruelly cutting into the raw skin. "Pangean Airlines have collapsed and everyone on those flights wants out. I know someone on Gander who's bumped the list for me." An oversized tourist, heavily laden with luggage, brushed past Ava's shoulder as a Tanai droned incomprehensibly. As he unfolded his well-worn map to stare bewildered at it, Ava nimbly stepped aside, weaving her way through the milling crowds and began brushing her shoulder vigorously. "Track down who owns that shitty airline and threaten them with the biggest lawsuit my lawyers can dump on them. I can't leave this airport without my bag." "I'm sorry, Miss Scott. The official response is that they're not releasing any baggage." Ava put a finger delicately on her ear in an attempt to block out the rising argument from a nearby couple. She squeezed her way through the seating beside the windows, the runway clearly visible from the pre-security lounge. Her heart lurched as she watched the continuous procession of planes taking off, mocking everyone still stranded at the airport. "This is ridiculous. Don't they know who I am? I need that dress. I don't care about the rest of the luggage, but I can't do without that dress. It's vintage Chanel. It's unique." "That's just it, Miss Scott. They don't know because of your desire not to be known. You can't have it both. I can have it any damn way I want. I'm Ava Scott." The gold ring flicked back and forth across her fingers. "This is one of the most important journeys of my life. I'm stuck here. My dress is in some hellhole filled with rats." The ring caught her knuckle. "I can't get married in some tacky resort-bought bikini." Louise's hands tapped at the keyboard and murmured absentmindedly, "It was good enough for Pamela." "Are you seriously putting me in the same league as her? I've got 3 Oscar nominations, let alone last year. Louise stopped typing and looked squarely into the screen. "Apologies, Miss Scott. I just simply meant that a wedding was much more than a dress. I'll sort out alternative details while you're en route. I'll get one of our people to come to the airport and stand till they release the luggage." And that's your taster. This is 22 incredible stories, as I said, intertwined through 2 books. You can't just buy one of them. You need both, and you need to read them both. The blurb is, in an international terminal at a large European airport, Monday morning, it's just about to get a whole heap worse. At 7:35, Pangean Airlines, one of Europe's major carriers, is put into receivership, grounding all flights, straining thousands of passengers and impounding tons of luggage. But all is not as what it seems. On the surface, in the sliding doors moments of one woman deciding to abandon her suitcase will ricochet through the lives around her. I'll catch you next week. And please go on to the site.